Yeah, I play alto sax on there, but I got a buddy that plays tenor, and it does sound like a nice instrument, but it doesn't fit in the band very well. But yeah, I do play alto, and I enjoy it. I'm pretty good at it, too. 73 there. Next up, we have N2VH, Bill, in Palmyra, New York. Please come out.
Evening, Ivan. I'd want the robot to keep the birds away from my truck. For some reason, I have a pair of robins keep trying to build a nest on the rear axle, and they naturally make a mess of the side of the truck and the running boards. I have to keep cleaning it. And my question to you is, what was your favorite thing at the Antique Wireless Museum? And it was nice to meet you and your family last week. M2BH.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you too there, Bill. Yeah, to say that, you know, there's a lot of good stuff there. It was really cool, but honestly, I think, aside from the shack, it was a really nice shack, but I'd say maybe that doesn't count as part of the museum. Otherwise, that would be the favorite, because that was so cool to see the 80-meter equipment they had. But if we skip that, I'd say it'd probably be the Voice of America station, or maybe the Titanic set, or maybe we have a generator or transmitter, but if we're all really cool. I would love to go back there again. They really have a nice museum there. Anyway, 73 to you there, Bill. Next up we have Anzu, XRV, Ivan in Brooklyn, New York. Please come out.
Yeah, Anzu, XRV. In the net, good evening, Tom, to you, Ivan, and thank you for what you do. My name is Ivan also. If I had a robot, I would want a robot to help me keep my vintage equipment maintained. I have a lot of equipment from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, Swan 500Cs, Swan 350, Drifty, Drake TR7s, and all the Heathkit radios. So I would like a robot to be able to keep this stuff maintained for me for the years to come there. Go ahead.